I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Nancy Hatch Dupree died in Kabul this weekend at the age of 89. She's remembered as the founder of the Afghanistan Center at Kabul University, but she wouldn't necessarily want it that way.
This is not an achievement of any one individual. People seem to always zero in and say my collection or Nancy Dupree's collection, Nancy Dupree's new building, not mine.
She wanted people in Afghanistan to feel like the collection belonged to them. The center is the country's first dedicated to the study of its own history, and it happens to hold thousands of documents collected by Dupree herself. Mujib Mashal, the New York Times senior correspondent in Afghanistan, was there just this Sunday. What was it like to be at the center at Kabul University the day that Dupree died?
Well, it was a little odd because I went in thinking there would be grief and there would be, you know, mourning all over. But it almost felt like the way it was operating is how she would have wanted it. The business was going on as usual. I think by noon, I looked at the registry and about 85 researchers and students of the university had sort of registered their names and gone in to look for a book or a document or use the internet services at the center. Just the only difference was there was a bit of media presence in the corner, and then her office was empty. There's a picture of her on her desk. There's a bouquet of flowers on her chair. And then her books, her five books that she wrote, were sitting on display. So it was clear that people were celebrating and mourning her in one corner, but the work of the center was going on as normal on the other hand.
Yeah, it sounds like that's probably what she would have wanted. How did this woman, Nancy Dupree, born in New York, how'd she become known as the grandmother of Afghanistan?
She always talked about how it was actually her first love, this man named Louis Dupree, who kind of created this connection for her with Afghanistan. In 1962, she arrives in Kabul as the wife of an American diplomat, who actually in some magazine profiles say he wasn't a diplomat. He was a CIA station chief in Afghanistan. But in the social scene of Kabul, 1960s, she meets this archaeologist who was also married, and they develop an affair. They divorce their spouses. They get married, and their spouses end up marrying each other.
Wow.
Which is
it's kind of scandalous for 1960s Kabul.
Absolutely. And one of the versions of the story goes that the scandal was so much that the American embassy told Nancy and Louis Dupree to finally make this marriage official, and they get married. So her connection to Afghanistan, her love affair with this archaeologist and their travels together around Afghanistan is how this deep connection to the place begins in the 1960s.
I mean, it could have gone in all sorts of directions, but it did go in this direction of Nancy Dupree committing herself to preserving Afghanistan's history and culture. Where did that come from?
It almost feels like from the beginning, she developed an instantaneous connection with the place, because in the 1970s, the communist government suspected her and her husband of being American spies, and they kicked him out of the country. And they could have gone on to anywhere else, but they decided to move to Peshawar, which is just across the border in Pakistan. And it was the hub of the Afghan guerrillas preparing and training and arming to come back into Afghanistan and topple the communist regime. They decided to go there. They almost sort of followed the wave of Afghans. Wherever they went, they went with them. It almost as if that became the mission of her life very quickly, that she would work with this place, even if she was kicked out. There were some really difficult years for that work, 1990s in particular, during the Taliban government.
Yeah, how did she operate during that time, kind of trying to deal with this history?
It wasn't just the history because of their travels around the country. They had seen the country's art. They had seen the country's culture. And in 1990s, the Taliban government was basically anti-art. And they started smashing some of the statues at the Kabul Museum. And people who worked at the museum would tell you stories of Nancy making trips from Peshawar to Kabul to meet with senior Taliban officials and try to convince them to preserve these artifacts. And the amazing part was that the Taliban Minister of Culture reciprocated her visits, that he would go back to Peshawar and meet with her, which is quite an amazing thing
that is
considering
extraordinary.
How that government viewed women.
You know, when Trump increased U.S. troop levels for Afghanistan recently, it was reported by the Washington Post that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster had shown the president a photo from 1972 of Afghan women in miniskirts in Kabul, apparently to show that Afghanistan had once adopted Western values and could do it again if the war went the right way. What do you think Nancy Dupree would have said about that analysis?
I think she would have seen the irony of it. The irony being that, yes, that was the reality of Afghanistan for a period. But the fact that that was destroyed partially happened because of U.S. funneling a lot of money to anti-Soviet guerrillas who were highly extremist, who sort of reversed a lot of decades of gains that had brought Afghanistan to that 1950s and 1960s. So she would have seen through that it's not so simple. The U.S. has also been a factor in Afghanistan, turning to what it is today. But as part of her mission was to introduce that Afghanistan of the 1950s and 1960s, not only to the world, to the outside world, but also to generations of Afghans themselves, like me, who are younger, who did not see or experience that time. That was part of her, you know, final missions, to try to introduce as much of what she saw in those years, both inside Afghanistan, but also projected to the outside.
Well, it's a perfect segue to my last question, Mujib, which is, where were you on 9/11, and what thoughts occurred to you with the death of Nancy Dupree coming as it does on the eve of 9/11, which drew Afghanistan immediately into George W. Bush's global war on terror?
I was either in Kabul or I was north of Kabul, because 2 days before 9/11, Ahmad Shah Massoud was killed.
Right.
He was the leader of the anti-Taliban resistance. I was a child back then, but my parents and my family could sense that something was about to happen. So knowing that Nancy's death has happened around that anniversary, in a lot of ways, there is this appreciation for this individual whose commitment to Afghanistan preceded the 1970s and 1980s American interest, which was directly focused in countering the Soviet influence, and the recent wave of U.S. interest, which is against al-Qaeda and terrorists, that she represents in a way a long-term understanding and commitment to this place. And the opposite of that, which has been sort of sporadic, reactionary involvement in this place, has meant this history, this modern history of, you know, ups and downs.
Mujib Mishal, thanks very much for your thoughts today on this sad moment that we're marking, the death of Nancy Dupree. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Mujib Mishal, the New York Times senior correspondent in Afghanistan.